My name's Neelam Devisher. I'm the chairman of Surrey Minority Ethnic Forum.
And we're going to talk a bit about the Diwali celebrations in Woking, the Festival of Light taking place on the 9th of November. First of all, though, some of our listeners may not be familiar with the idea around Diwali. So could you explain to us a bit about what is Diwali, first of all?
Diwali is a key festival for the Hindu community. And there's a significant proportion of Hindu community living in Surrey, both from Indian background and from Nepali background and from other countries as well. Essentially, it's one of the main festivals of the Hindu calendar. I'd liken it to Christmas. So it's a major festival in that sense. And basically, it's about good over evil. So our Lord Rama, he conquered and he defeated Ravan, who was doing a lot of evil in the world, and Lord Rama defeated him. And Diwali is celebrated when he returned to his kingdom, which was Ayodhya in India at the time. And this is going back, many hundreds of years, when India was a very different country from what it is now. So he returned to Ayodhya on the darkest night in the month, and then people lit. Diyas, as we lanterns, is the English equivalent, so that he could arrive back safely. And since then, Hindus all over the world light lanterns in their house for Diwali, and it's become one of those traditions. The lanterns also welcome the other side is the goddess Lakshmi. So we do Lakshmi Puja on Diwali day, which is the goddess for prosperity, wealth, not in material terms, but in joyful happiness. So you're lighting the lanterns to invite Goddess Lakshmi to give abundance to your family and your household. So that's what Diwali is. It's actually the date this year is actually 12th of November. The Woking, we're celebrating Diwali in Woking on Thursday, the 9th of November. And
So lots of celebrations celebrated worldwide by Hindus, Sikhs, and Jains as well. I mean, why is it important? Why is it an important celebration for you as the Hindu community?
It kind of highlights our culture and our religion. It's one of the main Hindu festivals. And to have it celebrated in Surrey, it gives a sense of belonging to the county to have that festival recognised in that way. And I think that's important to anybody. I mean, whether you're celebrating, any of your cultural festivals. So for it to be hosted in Surrey in that way is very important. I think it brings together not just the Hindu and the community, but also the every other community too, and it creates a sense of belonging to each other and a community cohesion and understanding of each other's culture, which is why I think living in I've been in this country as a very young child. I came from India, so it's important to me. I regard myself as very British with Indian heritage and Hindu faith. It's important for me that this country recognizes the heritage that I bring. And it gives confidence for me to participate in mainstream life as a result of that.
And what I love about living in Woking in particular, the fact that people from different religions, different backgrounds, different faiths live amongst us and we all sort of live together. And it's really important to try and understand and learn about each other's cultures as well. And I think that makes us stronger when we sort of learn more about each
No,
other.
absolutely. And Diwali is, I mean, it's a very it is a religious festival, but we celebrate, and there are obviously, as with Christmas, there is prayers and all those things which will happen over the weekend because that's when the Diwali day is. But it's actually a very festival of a lot of color, music, dance, light, the lanterns. So it's very easy to engage with Diwali, and obviously food is a major part of any festival. So, and I think that's what the Thursday, there'll be a parade, there'll be school children involved, there'll be lanterns, there'll be dances. I mean, the Hindu religion is the platform is music, dance. It's very much part and parcel of the Hindu faith.
I've been to previous years' parades through Woking, and what memory I'll take away from, I think, well, a couple of years ago, I went along, and sort of when it goes through the shopping centre, I mean, that was a real kind of interesting moment, and that caught a lot of attention. Lots of people were like, "Oh, what's this happening?"
And people are hesitant with each other because they don't know anything about, they're not confident to ask you the questions. And if we do more of this and engage people, and people feel confident with each other, which is what we're trying to create. Yeah. And I think particularly important for children. I mean, I've got grandchildren growing up in Surrey, and, you know, and obviously they're very English, you know, which is what, you know, my father came, so they're kind of fourth, fifth generation. But it's good for children, for their confidence and self-esteem, to see their faith and their culture celebrated by everyone. It makes them feel part and parcel of the Surrey, of the Surrey fabric, you know, which is what we need to be instilling in our children, and makes them more tolerant of each other.
We'll come on to a bit more about the events in Woking and what's happening on the 9th of November. But really, I wanted to talk to you and then about the Surrey Minority Ethics Forum. You're the chairman of that, as we mentioned. So, I mean, tell us a bit about you as an organisation. What do you do locally?
Oh, where do I start? Well, Surrey Minority Ethics Forum has been active in Surrey since 2012, and what it does at a very simple level, it brings together, we're a membership organisation, we've got over 60 different minority ethnic community groups who are our members, ranging from European groups to African groups to the Asian groups. So so it brings together those groups under one organisation and helps those groups to think together and how we, you know, and empower their voice. Surrey's home to a significant proportion of diversity, but they're very tiny groups, you know, whereas if you go into London, you have large minority groups, so very much strong voices in themselves. So you'll have, you know, a African group or African Caribbean or Indian or Pakistani. Surrey's home to, we've got all those groups who are members of SMEF, but because they are small, SMEF gives them that kind of added value. Wow. So we're at one level, we're a membership organisation. At another level, we are the infrastructure. We are the voice for those community groups. So we do a lot of work with them. And the way we do the work with them is to try and focus on their issues living in this county, in this country, you know, on education, on health, on housing, employment, skills. So we work on those kind of issues and how we can help address those, working with key public sector, key system partners. And then we also deliver a range of projects, so we get funded. So, yeah, and we won the, what was then the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service a few years ago, 2021.
Really interesting to hear about the work that you're doing. And also to learn a bit about Diwali as well, because I know many of our listeners, as we said, may not be aware. So thank you for sort of going through earlier a bit of the background. But in terms of the Festival of Lights celebrations in Woking taking place on the 9th of November, can you tell us a bit more about what's happening specifically on that evening?
On the night, there'll be a parade, and the parade will include lots of dance, lots of music, children's who have made lanterns. So there'll be a parade that'll go through the centre of Woking. In the past, we've attracted over 500 more people who've come together. So there'll be a parade going through the centre with dancers, with music, with children celebrating. And within that, there'll be a similar to a nativity play, what we call Ram Leela. There'll be almost like in action of when Lord Rama came back and what happened when he came back to Ayodhya, and when as the first Diwali celebration of when he arrived. So the children will be doing that. I mean, so there'll be a lot of light, a lot of colour, a lot of music and food as well. So a lot to celebrate.
And a chance, I see that, you know, you can make your own lanterns. There's tutorials available. So yeah, what's the way for that? So lots of ways we can get involved. I think this is what we need because, you know, the clocks have gone back. The evenings are drawing in. It's all a little bit sort of depressing. So, yeah, a bit of colour for a winter's evening, I think, would be very welcome for a lot of people.
What the Diwali committee, and I think they need to be, I mean, the people, they're doing all this on a voluntary basis. They need to be, you know, commended for what they do each year in Woking, and to bring Diwali to the surface, and so that so many people can enjoy, you know, and understand Diwali better. So they will be, they're working very hard organising this and making sure that it runs smoothly. So it's the Surrey Hindu Cultural Association and the Nepali group who've come together with the help of actually officers from Woking Borough Council who are still supporting, you know, the organising. So actually all these people need to be commended for their hard work.
Sounds like, and I know from previous experiences, a really interesting evening and a chance to learn more about Diwali and learn more about, you know, the Hindu culture. So thank you. How can we find out more about the work that you're doing at the Minority Ethnic Forum?
You can Google us. We're on the website, so our website actually gives you details of our members, our 60 members, our trustees, and our staff, and all the projects we're running. And also, you know, you can click on, you can become a friend of SMEF. You can become, if you've got a community group, you can become a member of SMEF. So it gives you all the details on that. We are based in, we've got a presence in Woking at Duke's Court. We're on the sixth floor. So if you're in Woking, you know, go into Duke's Court. We're there on the sixth floor. That's been given to us by the courtesy of Woking Borough Council. So we've got a presence there. The SMEF staff do work from there, and we've also got a presence in Guildford as well.
Neil, it's really good to talk to you, and all the best for the Diwali celebrations.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. Thank you.